All right, ready to dive in. Today, we're looking at the work of Mait Gharib-Ghordoubil.
Ha, Gharib-Ghordoubil.
Yeah, professor at the University of the Basque Country. You know her.
Oh, absolutely. Her research is fascinating.
Right, and she's so well known for all her work on those postgraduate programs.
Definitely.
But we're going off the beaten path a bit today.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we're exploring this whole other side of her university teaching.
I like it, going beyond the usual.
Exactly, and it's all right there. On her website, even, she calls it other university teaching activities.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What does that even mean?
Well, get this. Between 1986 and 2003, she taught 18 different training courses.
Wow, that's commitment.
Talk about dedication, almost two decades of teaching, and not just the typical professor stuff.
That's a lot. 18 courses, how many hours are we even talking?
676 hours of instruction, to be exact.
Okay.
And here's the thing. A lot of these courses, they were for educators.
Oh, so professional development type stuff.
Exactly. Or courses people needed to get specific certifications.
So she wasn't just doing research. She was training the people who'd actually use it in classrooms.
Right. It's like she was shaping the entire landscape of education in Spain.
That's a big impact.
Huge. And think about some of these certifications, like Professor Especialista in Educación Preescolar.
Specialist teacher in preschool education. That's a key one.
Yeah. And the Certificado de Aptitud Pedagógica, the Certificate of Pedagogical Aptitude.
Those are essential in the Spanish system, right?
Absolutely. And then you look at the range of subjects she covered, everything from El Juego en Preescolar.
Play in Preschool, a classic.
To Metodología Básica en Evaluación Psicológica Infantil, which is...
Well, basic methodology in child psychological assessment.
Yeah. How did she even find the time?
It's amazing, that breadth of expertise, you know, child development, education, even psychological assessment.
It's not just someone up there lecturing from a textbook.
No, definitely not. This is deep stuff.
There was one course that really stood out to me. Dirección y Supervisión de 20 Proyectos Psicoeducativos Prácticos Aplicados en Aulas.
Okay, break that down for me.
It's basically direction and supervision of 20 practical psychoeducational projects applied in classrooms.
Wow, that sounds incredibly hands-on.
It does, right?
Yeah, like she was really focused on putting those concepts into action, real-world stuff.
Makes you wonder what kind of impact those projects had on the actual classrooms where they were used.
You're talking about a ripple effect. Potentially huge.
Exactly. And it makes you think, was this intentional, this hands-on approach?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Maybe her research showed there was a need for it, you know, bridging that gap between theory and practice.
That's a great point. We'll have to dig into that more.
It's possible. Yeah, she could have seen that disconnect in her research, you know, between what's taught and what's actually happening in schools.
Right. And it all goes back to this idea of her shaping the field. And think about those educators taking her courses.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine you're a preschool teacher, and you get to learn from Gharib-Ghordoubil herself.
Someone who's at the forefront of child development.
Talk about professional development. That's got to be inspiring.
Definitely. It's not just the information. It's who you're getting it from.
Exactly. Someone actively doing research, publishing.
That's powerful.
It makes you wonder how they felt walking out of those courses. You know, did they feel energized, like they had new tools?
I bet a renewed sense of purpose, even.
And then they take that back to their classrooms.
And suddenly you've got this ripple effect, not just impacting those teachers, but all the kids they teach.
It's amazing to think about.
It really is.
We keep talking about the practical side of things.
Right.
But the content itself is fascinating too.
Oh, absolutely.
You see this theme of play over and over.
Especially in early childhood education. Yeah.
It's clearly a big focus for her.
Well, she's a leading expert in the psychology of play.
That's right.
I mean, her research goes deep into how crucial play is for development.
Social skills, emotional regulation, even cognitive growth.
It all ties back to play.
So these courses, they weren't just random topics.
No.
They were rooted in her expertise, informed by years of research.
Exactly. She was sharing her insights, not just teaching theory.
And that's powerful, right? You take a teacher who attends one of her courses on play, they go back to their classroom with a whole new perspective.
A deeper understanding of how something as simple as play can be this incredible learning tool.
And then that perspective shift impacts generations of students.
It's like planting seeds that grow throughout the whole education system.
That long-term impact is incredible to consider.
It is.
But I'm also curious about some of those other topics, you know, like the course on metodologia básica on evaluación psicológica infantil.
Yeah, the one on child psychological assessment.
That sounds intense.
Well, remember, she's an authority on that, too.
Right, I forgot.
This course probably explored all those methods and techniques they use to evaluate kids.
Cognitive, emotional, social, the whole spectrum.
Exactly. Specialized stuff, for sure.
So once again, she's taking her specialized knowledge and making it accessible.
To a wider audience, yeah, those educators.
What kind of practical takeaways do you think they got from that?
Oh, all sorts of things. Understanding different assessments, how to interpret the results.
Maybe even how to use those insights to create individualized learning plans for students.
Absolutely. It's about going beyond just labeling a kid. It's about understanding their needs.
And giving them the right support to thrive.
Exactly.
And who better to teach that than Gary Gordeville, right? She's dedicated her whole career to understanding how kids develop and learn.
It's a testament to her commitment, not just to advancing knowledge, but to actually using it to help kids.
It's inspiring to see that kind of dedication shaping the field in so many ways.
It really is.
It's not just publishing research. It's about empowering others to use it to make a difference.
It reminds us that true expertise is about sharing what you know, helping others apply it in meaningful ways.
This deep dive has been so insightful.
I agree.
And before we wrap up, I think it's important to highlight the bigger picture here.
Oh, definitely.
We tend to think of university professors as focused on research and grad students.
Mm-hmm. The traditional view.
But Garrett Gordeville, with all these other teaching activities, she challenges that.
She shows us that being a professor can be so much more than that.
They can shape the whole field, impact generations of learners.
It's powerful. Knowledge is most valuable when it's shared and used to make a difference.
And what better place to start than with the people shaping young minds?
The educators, the ones working so hard to help kids reach their potential.
Absolutely. You know, it makes you think about her overall impact, all this teaching, outside of the post-grad stuff.
Yeah.
But then you add in her research, her publications, all those grad students she mentored who are now out there themselves.
It's incredible the reach she must have.
Like a chain reaction of knowledge and inspiration spreading from her work.
And it all comes back to making a real difference in education.
Right. Like, understanding child development is great.
Sure.
But she takes it further. She finds ways to use that knowledge to actually improve kids' lives.
That's what I find so impressive. She doesn't just stop at knowledge. She wants to see it in action.
She sees the potential for real-world impact and goes for it through teaching, research, mentorship, the whole package.
It's inspiring.
We've been digging into those courses, but let's step back for a second.
Okay.
What can we learn from her example? What does this tell us about how educators and researchers can really shape the world?
It's a good reminder that our influence goes beyond just what we see immediately. Every interaction, every lesson, every research paper we put out there, it can have this ripple effect.
Wow.
We may not even realize how much we're influencing others.
It's almost a call to action, you know?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Like, how can we use what we know to make a positive impact, not just in our own little corner of the world?
Exactly, on a bigger scale.
Whether we're teachers, researchers, parents, anyone, we all have a role to play in shaping education.
And Gare Gordeville, she shows us what's possible, that passion, that expertise, that dedication.
Couldn't agree more. Well, this has been a fantastic deep dive.
It really has.
I think our listeners are going to find her work as fascinating as we do.
I hope so.
Before we go, I just want to emphasize, we've been looking at this often overlooked part of Gary Gordeville's career.
Right, the stuff that's not always in the spotlight.
But it speaks volumes about her commitment to education and to the power of knowledge to change lives.
Absolutely. And it's been a journey learning about all the different ways she's contributed.
I hope our listeners have come away with a deeper appreciation for how educators and researchers can make a real difference.
I think they have.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll see you next time. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep looking for those nuggets of knowledge that can inspire us all.
Sounds good.